Thank you and welcome to another episode of Bold Business Leaders. I want to welcome you to your 15-minute inspirational clip for the Woke Babe. This is a podcast series for women who want to rise higher. I know we're all busy, so thank you for giving yourself these few moments to level set your day. So today I want to talk about something very important to me. I want to remind you all that you got this. That's what this episode is actually called, You Got This, because I think that everything in society, from our jobs to media to even ourselves, the self-talk, is so negative that I feel like we need to level set our brains as women of color, as women that are bold. We need to level set and remind ourselves that you got this. Are you in a role? Are you currently working for someone else that you know in your heart, you know you could do better? In other words, do you know how to fix a problem at work and you can't speak up because you're concerned about the leadership's ego? I understand the deep pain of that, because it feels very much like a disservice to the organization and a disservice to yourself. It's a disservice to the employees that are counting on that paycheck. Today, the way most businesses are set up, it's set up to be okay with mediocrity. With all the things that are happening from a litigation standpoint and with the divisiveness and the fear of being sued, essentially, businesses have grown into this mediocre situation. They hire mediocre managers. The mediocre managers then keep rotating staff because the staff knows how mediocre they are. It's just this vicious cycle to get people to behave and conform. Unfortunately, innovation doesn't come from those folks. It just doesn't. So I think that that's something organizations need to truly recognize. The employee comes in, they're inspired, and then they get beaten down into submission. In fact, a lot of organizations, and I've seen this throughout my career, they'll have values that they post, they laminate, they maybe get temporary tattoos for their employees, but they say, this is our value, this is our value, this is our value. And yet the authenticity's not there. So when that connection isn't made, then the employees feel that. And I think it reverberates to the consumer. I think the suppliers, the vendors, everybody that really feels and is connected to the business in some form or fashion, they can feel the dysfunction. Because when you're not lined up with your values, then yes, there's a problem. So then if you're a strong woman, like as you guys can probably tell that I am, and you say something, even if it's just a business comment, it gets taken as something that challenges the mediocre managers. Basically, it challenges them. And so then this is not good for business. This is maybe something that heals them, but it doesn't heal the business or help with revenue or help with profitability, all the things that a disciplined business should really be focused on. So it's important that we all recognize this kind of crazy, vicious cycle with this high staff turnover, low innovation, acceptance of mediocrity. Because when you hire a manager that really doesn't have a clue what they're doing, it sends a message throughout the organization that this particular behavior is acceptable. So it's going to be interesting how scalable that philosophy is long term, but I think it's important for you to recognize, as that spectacular individual, that you should never let anyone dim your light. In fact, the person that's most likely to dim your light is the person whose light has been dimmed. And I feel very sorry, because for me, I can now easily tell who is a wounded animal, which is probably why I'm unemployable as well. But that's a whole nother podcast episode. The story you tell yourself is the key to healing. And Erin Doty, well, actually, there's no R in it. It's Erin Doty 44. That's his Instagram handle. He's really amazing because he talks about perspective. And, you know, each step of the way, there's been some type of narcissistic interaction that I've had just trying to conduct business and really pay my bills and take care of my family. And it's been remarkable to see the projection. But what's even more remarkable is to understand that the story you tell yourself after an incident that's pretty much abusive is something that is not okay. And you have to remind yourself, which is why I want to do this episode, because I feel so strongly about this. We all have a light. We all have this remarkable ability to contribute. And it's important that people remember books like The Strength Finders. If you focus on what you love, you lose time and then you grow. And I think organizations aren't really set up in that structure. So just remember that you're going to have to go within and really recognize what stories are you telling yourself? How are you talking to yourself? And then add to it, you know, the videos, the media, everything we watch. I mean, if we decide that we want to be into zombie movies, that's fine and fun. But just remember that zombie movies all day isn't a good thing. It's about balance. But it's not, again, media, all of these things, the books you read, the music, the friends that you have, they're all projections of who you are inside. So it's not that you're weak. It's probably that your energy is low because you're forcing yourself to do something that's out of alignment. I think Jim Carrey said this beautifully when he said that, you know, you're not depressed, you're just not living your true life. And that can really kill your soul, especially if you're a very strong, high vibrating person like bold business leaders often are. So I think what happens is that when you start to be given very negative attributions to yourself. So for example, at work, you work really hard on something, you believe it's a good idea, and you're dismissed very quickly. It's human nature to block, avoid, or resist. So you say to yourself, okay, well, maybe there's a part of them that's right. And so I don't want you to buy into that story. I want you to remember that we all are here on this planet. We exist for a purpose. And I think that we have to recognize that there are negative messages just coming from negative people. And so what you say to yourself is, okay, they're in a different spot than I am today. And you send them love and light. And that's what I do. I just move on. But what if we could find a way to help workers collectively benefit the same way that, you know, the businesses, the senior management does, so that there isn't this tiered sort of system? What if we line up with our own calling and stop all of the self-punishment? Going to a place or a job that puts you down or makes you feel less than, you know, dealing with people that really aren't looking out for your best interest. What if you channel your inner Lizzo and your inner Rihanna, as I like to say, and you literally follow your heart? Remember that you are divine feminine and that you, my dear, are already perfect. You have everything that you need inside of you. The only way to realize how you need to be your best and how to be in alignment is to do a personal audit. Start with loving yourself first and foremost. And I don't mean this in a narcissistic, nasty way. There's a way to have self-care. And the first step, obviously, is boundaries, that, you know, to take care of yourself. But the first step is acknowledgement. So if you're a narcissist, this is definitely not for you. I'm really speaking to the light workers, the healers, the ones that want to vibrate higher, the kind-hearted souls that are connected to nature and their heart's calling, but they're still bold because they know that something is off. Because we feel so much, we have to remember the self-care part, and that is the boundaries. So how do you do it? I'm going to start with step one. I mean, there are several ways to practice self-care, but I think one of the most important ones is to be honest with yourself. Breathe in and ask yourself these three main questions. Are you in relationships currently that are adding value to your life, or are they hurting your life? Number two, how do you speak to yourself? And number three, What are your dreams? We're going to cover all of this, and we're going to talk about why each step is critical. So the first one that we need to talk about, the first one to take inventory of, is are your current relationships adding value to your life, or are they hurting it? The first one is critical because we need to understand the deep impact others have on our soul. But on the other hand, one only need a magical experience with a very enlightened person to know that resisting the dark has so many benefits, because finding someone that is in alignment that can help you grow is worth its weight in gold. Trust me, it is worth waiting for and fighting for. The bliss and the karmic lessons obtained are just very critical to your self-growth. So make sure that you make it your mission to surround yourself with supportive, loving people. That's part of self-care. That's critical for you. Number two is, how do you speak to yourself? If you have a dark past that, you know, have physically moved away from, so you're no longer, maybe you've cut them off, maybe you've done the first important step to cutting off a narcissist, and that's just no communication. But you have to remember that you have to cut mental cords too. When you make a mistake, what do you say to yourself? When you're having a tough day, but so is everyone around you, what do you say to yourself? Just breathe. Breathe and remember, you may be picking up other emotions, the emotions around you, especially as light workers and empaths, but you're also projecting you're also maybe even projecting the thing that you're worried about. So number two is critical. Speak to yourself in this very kind way. You know, would you speak to your daughter or your child the way that you talk to yourself? That was critical for me to learn. I would never, ever talk to my children the way I used to talk to myself. So be cognizant of that. Take inventory. And number three, what are your dreams? You know, we get wrapped up in this idea, and there's this idea in society that women have to do everything. We have to be superwomen. We have to cook and clean and do the dishes, and we have to be cheery and all of these things that we put on ourselves. But I thought to myself the other day, and I continue to think about this, what if I just stopped? My body is literally screaming at me. My, you know, all these other things are telling me that I'm not in alignment with my children. I'm not in alignment with my own self-care. So take the time to daydream. I know I talked about all these things that we're rushing and doing, but remember that you can forgive yourself and say, what if I just stopped all of that? What if I stopped going from one location to another? What if I stopped making other people's dreams come true by working for another company? What if I decided to say to myself that I'm not going to do this anymore? The next step is to dream and is to think big. I think we forget to do that. It's what our souls are really here for. If you step back and laugh at the burnout and the ridiculousness of what society pushes in us, that we have to have dinner on the table, that we, and maybe some of this is old school conditioning for me, but whatever your story is that you're telling yourself, it's good to question those beliefs, because that's how you push through. I mean, I had a story in myself. I have very little respect for a particular gender. And so I assumed they didn't know what they were talking about. And when I started to recognize that, you know, that is a bias and a belief that's just wrong, I started to meet these amazing people in that gender. So I think it's important that you recognize that a lot of what you're attracting is yourself. So dream big, because that dream could be so huge and so large, and bad things happen because we need to shift. I often feel like my angels are yelling at me and I go the opposite direction. I think it's important that they're going to keep yelling at you until you listen and align with your soul. Now, I don't know if it's spirit. I don't know what your own personal beliefs are, but I believe that once you start to see the signs and the synchronicities, it's amazing how you just sort of blow up. So start to dream, because then you're going to project that into the universe, and then you're going to see that it's possible. You're going to see that it's possible to sit on the beach and work on your laptop. You're going to see that it's possible to live a happy life. And then you're going to see the fear base that is often attributed to the daily 9-to-5 work grind. It's horrible. Whatever it is, just don't buy the story. Create a new story. Create images of you sitting on the beach and being on the laptop. So remember that be you, because that's what we're here on this planet to do. We're supposed to line up with our heart's calling, not live in misery, not live in this daily grind, not live in all of these horrible things that society feels that we need to do to be, quote, good humans. Be you. Happiness is a choice. It takes candor. It takes the ability to look within. And it takes discipline. So I salute you. I know this was a very long episode, but I just truly felt the need to speak my mind, because you're not alone. I see you. I see all those people in these organizations that are working every single day. I see in their eyes that they're not able to really truly express good new ideas. I see how people are being suppressed every day, and that's why I'm doing this episode. I'm terrified of the realities and the truth and what recourse I'll have if I try to continue in a career where I can make money. But then the other part of me recognizes that there are a lot of women dying inside. And so I'm not going to allow it. I'm just not going to allow it. So I want to put out there that you've got to recognize, take inventory, start there, and just remember that sisters are behind you. Divine feminine is behind you. We get it. We understand what you're doing every day as you take others and you put them first, as you care about your children first. I have spent 25 years trying to figure out what the secret to life is. And I'm at the point now where I feel like I understand that it's not about the rat race. So remember that you are supported, and that most people are reflecting their fears onto you, and that does not define you. The best and the worst gift you can give yourself is self-reflection. So go through these three questions. Thank you for listening today. I'm grateful for you. I'm grateful for your time. I believe in you, and I know that you can truly shift to into life that is full of abundance, love, and light. Please reach out to me if you have any questions or need help. I'm here to serve. You can find me at Bold Biz Coach at Instagram or on Twitter, or you can sign up at my newsletter, which is kinjalpike.com. That's KINJALPIKE.com. I hope you have a wonderful day, and I wish you only love and light. Until next time, my bold business leaders.